This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Moscow-backed separatists have been pounding eastern Ukraine's industrial Donbas region and claim to have captured a railway hub as Ukrainian officials plead for the sophisticated Western weapons they say they need to stop the onslaught. The advance of Russian forces raises fears that cities in the region may undergo the same horrors inflicted on the people of the port city of Mariupol in the weeks before it fell. Reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv tells VOA more about the offensive.
The main direction of Russian attack for the moment is the city of Severodonetsk, and it's very important for Russian forces to take it over and to control it, because this would give them almost full control of the Luhansk region.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is striking a defiant tone, saying that Donbas will be Ukrainian. The fighting Friday focused on the two cities. Authorities say that 1,500 people in the region have died since the war start. U.S. President Joe Biden has told Naval Academy graduates that they will be representatives and defenders of our democracy because free societies are under threat from Russia's invasion of Ukraine to China's maritime expansion. Biden spoke Friday at the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, to more than 1,000 newly commissioned ensigns and second lieutenants. It is his first commencement address of the year. Biden is also set to deliver remarks at Saturday's graduation ceremony at the University of Delaware, his alma mater. On Sunday, he will visit the Texas area to console grieving families after Tuesday's shooting at an elementary school that killed 19 children and two teachers. This is VOA News. Speakers at the National Rifle Association's National Convention in Houston, Texas, lament the school shooting while also calling for more guns and tighter security. More from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Former President Donald Trump calls a shooting in which 19 students and their two teachers died pure evil, saying people bent on killing others need to be in mental hospitals and schools have to become security bastions.
From this day forward, every school in America should have a police officer or an armed resource officer on duty at all times.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz dismisses the calls for banning semi-automatic weapons or initiating gun restrictions.
Taking guns away from these responsible Americans will not make them safer, nor will it make our nation more secure.
The NRA says attendees will also reflect on the shooting and pray for the victims.
That's AP correspondent Tim McGuire. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard says it has seized two Greek oil tankers in the Persian Gulf. The Guard's statement on Friday night said the ships were seized over unspecified violations. It did not elaborate. The U.S. Navy's Mideast-based Fifth Fleet has said that it's investigating earlier reports that Iran seized two Greek tankers. Iran had threatened to take punitive action earlier in a day over Athens being involved in a U.S. seizure of an Iranian oil tanker in Greece waters. About 2 weeks after North Korea acknowledged its first domestic COVID-19 outbreak, it says 3.3 million people have come down with fever, but only 69 have died. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
There are widespread doubts about the credibility of North Korean tallies. Experts say the impoverished country would be more likely to suffer greater deaths because it has few people vaccinated against COVID-19. North Korea also has a sizable portion of undernourished people and lacks facilities to treat critical patients. Observers say the real reason for underreported fatalities may be to protect leader Kim Jong-un at all costs or to bolster control of North Korea's 26 million people. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And the World Health Organization says that nearly 200 cases of monkeypox have now been reported throughout various areas now. An unusual disease, but it described the epidemic as containable and proposed creating a stockpile and to equitably share the limited vaccines and drugs available worldwide. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.